Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Serving breakfast daily. And, of course, we're also we're live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. Mm-hmm. And he's Ben Botham. I'm Mike Rickard. And today, Royals and Rays at 4:10, first pitch.
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited for the game. Today, it looks like Wander Franco will actually be back. I know he was serving a little in-house suspension from Kevin Cash. Which I'm actually kind of happy about.
I'm ecstatic about it.
You know,
Cash, I tell you what, that guy is a superb manager.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe as a high school coach, it goes a long way. I don't know how it's going to go for major league players, you know, big leaguers, professionals. But, you know, Cash was right when he said, Wander is a really good kid, really good person. He's a young player that is learning and dealing with the challenges of being a major leaguer. And some of the frustration that comes along with it. And we've seen him not run out, pop flies that drop against the Orioles most recently.
Temper tantrums.
Yeah, and, you know, he is young. I won't hold that against him. I've seen it in the dugout. I've seen it in college dugouts. It happens. But he has to realize that he's a big leaguer now, and people watch him. Kids watch him, and they take that. And he is an influence on all these kids who watch every single game.
Absolutely. Let me back up on that introduction. We had a little technical difficulty as we were introducing. Of course, we're brought to you by our great friends, and that is Ben Botham, the former Seminole. Well, he's still a Seminole Warhawk. He's an instructor up there, teacher, and assistant coach on the baseball team. Pitched in Savannah State, and I'm fortunate to have him alongside each and every week. And we're on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. As I said, 4:10, Rays and Royals. Right now, we're at the 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. We just got done with On the Tee Florida, and we're fortunate to have Bill Butner, and he is an instructor down there at St. Pete Country Club, a pro. Was the for 21 years was the coach at Eckerd College, and he's been giving out free lessons today, right? These people, and he's having a he said, "Oh no, cut off the free. I meant you have so far. Now you'll start charging." But we've got a great perch up here. Come on up and see us. It's on top Fergs. We've got two golf simulators. We've got rock and roll playing tonight. You can't beat it. You got nice, cool air conditioning.
And nice and cool. It's feeling good in here, Mike.
And an exciting time down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We've got Major League Baseball across the street. Tonight, for you Florida Gator fans, of course, we've got over 100 televisions, Gators and LSU Tigers, and that'll be a great game. And I've been watching a lot of that College World Series. I don't know if you have as well, Ben, but I love college baseball.
I'm a big fan of college baseball, Mike, but maybe this isn't going to hit too well, but I can't get into the College World Series. There's so many stinking teams. It's like basketball to me, like March Madness. I can't figure
what
it out.
What do you want out of life? Simpler, better?
A little simpler.
Eight teams?
I mean, hey, I'd be able to follow it a little bit better.
Let me tell you something. Back in the day, you had all of these teams going to, you didn't have super regionals. You didn't have regionals. Everybody descended upon Omaha, Nebraska. Now, it wasn't as many. It was the conference champions. But those were great days, and I went many times living 90 miles away. But people said they want more baseball. Now you're telling me as a baseball fanatic.
No. It's not that I don't want more baseball.
It gets confusing. I will say that. Because of the double elimination and who's playing who, why. Yeah. Because I do that two-minute sports update each day, and I have to factor that in and figure it out.
And there's not great coverage of it. That's another thing. You try and watch it. It's hard to find on TV. It's hard to find it online.
The game's coming up to – yeah, exactly. I would agree with that.
And I think it's a mixture of
– not enough – television contract spread out over the entire country like they do with basketball.
And I think that's why it's so hard to follow along and so hard for me to get into. Even when I did play college baseball, our goal was always Omaha, and it's an amazing experience for the guys who get to play it. But in the end, it's hard to follow. It's hard to see what's going on. And so many teams make it. It just it just doesn't catch my attention.
Well, it caught my attention, and I tell you what, it, back in the day, as I said, they all descended upon it, but now it's the Charles Schwab Stadium. It's right in downtown Omaha. Perfect setting for it. Rosenblatt back in the day was a little further south, and it was kind of like at a Wrigley Field. Rosenblatt was a little like that out by the zoo, and now it's a more modern stadium. You've seen the stadium. It's a nice place, and they've got a AAA club there, but doesn't even play there. I don't understand that, but... Yeah.
Where do they play, Mike?
They've got their own facility. They're the AAA for the Kansas City Royals.
So there's three.
It's ignorant.
There's three stadiums now in Omaha.
Right? No, Rosenblatt's long gone.
Oh, okay.
But it's just ignorant that they don't share the same great venue. Today's show jam packed as each and every week. We've got our Rowdies ticket giveaway. Jim Hart will join us. He's the godfather of soccer in the region at the high school level. He's going to be bringing us Palm Harbor High School head coach Randy Iyer. Rick, we're going to do in our Coca-Cola body armor conversation. Dan LaForest, he's an NIL advisor, high school multimedia producer, you name it, he's done it. And we're going to be collaborating together in the future here. And we'll have him on about 12:40. And then you've got a special guest for us. We're going to go out west to Roswell, New Mexico.
Yeah, we're going to have Ian Kinsevich on, a former teammate of mine with the Savannah State Tigers. He's now playing for the Roswell Invaders in the Pecos League, an independent baseball league out there. One of the last true baseball leagues playing real baseball, and I'm very excited to have him on today.
I've been to Roswell, spent a lot of time in Taos and back in the day, and had a little property out there, but we'll have to ask him about UFOs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the big story now in the news, Mike. The government's apparently saying
they're covering up for years.
And hey, I'm ready to meet some grays and some big-eyed yeah. green people. I'm all for it.
I'm sure you are. And then a Sea Dogs Brewery conversation with Jeff Mangold. We've had him on several times. Good friend of mine, former strength and conditioning coach for the world champion Yankees, late 90s, early 2000s. And they had a couple year stint with the New York Mets. And that's a conversation of a team that's absolutely collapsed with an incredible payroll, and so are the Yankees. The big payroll teams are in the tank, and I love every second of it. And then he wrote a book, Power and Pinstripes. We'll talk to him a little bit. And then, of course, it was your favorite, the NFL draft this week. The NBA draft. NBA draft. And our good friend, the big old Oscar Garner III.
Thank you.
He's going to come and break it down for you.
I'm sure. Yeah, it's really going to make a lot of sense.
You don't even know one team, one name.
I mean, I know teams. I know there's a name. A lot of people, it was the first round draft pick. Apparently a lot of people weren't too thrilled with that.
19-year-old Frenchman. We'll see what happens there, but that'll be our last segment of the day. You got scores from last night?
I certainly do. Let me pull those up for us here today, Mike. So we got Royals versus Rays in the big game. Royals 3, Rays 11. This was a much needed win for us, Rays.
It certainly was.
I think we were losing we lost, what, 4 out of 5 games in the past 5 games that we played, so that was a little unfortunate.
I'm glad to see we tied the Orioles, though.
Yeah.
One game apiece.
We did. I was really happy.
We held court.
We certainly did, and I might have brought them a little bit of bad luck, Mike. I did attend the game on Tuesday against the Orioles.
Why don't you let me know? I'll get you tickets.
Yeah, well, it was free tickets for first responders and teachers, Mike, so I was able to get free tickets to the game.
Well, you should have got a hold of me, and I would have taken care of your cocktails.
Well, I appreciate that. Then we have Pirates versus Marlins. Pirates pulled one out, 3-1 in that game there. The Marlins, of course, another Florida team, so I always have kind of a soft spot for them. Twins versus Tigers. Twins have scored 4 against the Tigers, 1. Braves versus Reds. The Braves scored 10, Reds 11. And, of course, the Reds are doing amazing with their new star, Ellie De La Cruz. Mike, you saw he hit for the cycle last night.
Yeah, I did see you hit for the cycle.
Yeah, he's the youngest player to do it since like the 1970s, Mike. It's
very impressive.
And especially after only 16 games. He's only been in the league for a very short amount of time, so he's a big star, and of course his baseball cards are blowing up in value.
Do you have one?
I not his true rookie card, but I do have one of his cards, yes. Then we have Mariners versus Orioles. Mariners took out a commanding victory 13-1. Mets versus Phillies. Mets dropped one to the Phillies 5-1. And of course, the Mets, like you said earlier, are really, really struggling. I don't know what's going on with the payroll and Mr. Big Bucks behind the desk ain't quite figuring it out.
Well, I tell you one thing, Buck Showalter, I pick up that New York Post, as you know, every day because of the incredible sports page that it has, and they're all over the Mets, and so I get all the
people
details.
Are calling him incompetent. They don't think that he can do it.
They think Buck should move on, and that's just the reality of baseball. They loved him last year, and it's what have you done for me lately?
Yeah, but I mean, the Mets are looking like they're going to be one of the big contenders on trying to get Shohei Ohtani. They're throwing around big money and they're talking about big trades. So you never know. Maybe they find some, you know, some success.
Sickens me that all the pressure goes on the manager when the players, what they're being paid, they need to perform and look in the mirror, but that doesn't happen.
No, this is where I go and I say,
that's why I love what Kevin Cash did.
I do as well. And that's why I go and I say, players aren't worth hundreds of millions of dollars, no matter how great they are. Aaron Judge, in my book, is not worth $600 million. I know he's not on the...
No one is. That's the reality of the world we live in.
Yes. Then we have Rangers versus Yankees. Rangers pulled one out, 4-2. Athletics versus Blue Jays, 5-4. Brewers versus Guardians, 7-1. Red Sox versus White Sox, 3-1. Red Sox win 3-1. Angels versus Rockies. Rockies pull one out, 7-4. Nationals versus Padres. Padres pulled out a commanding victory there, 13-3. And we saw how good they were doing against us, Mike, with Blake Snell.
Snell's hot again. He had another win. He had 11 strikeouts this week.
And that's the thing with Snell. He's either really hot or he's really not. And, of course, I kind of figured for the game against the Rays, he was going to pull something out of the basement and really
make a statement.
And he did. Then we have Astros versus Dodgers. Dodgers beat them 3-2. And then Diamondbacks versus Giants. Giants taking the commanding victory 8-5.
All right, my friend, and all of those are brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka. That's our Fergs from the front row with Ben Botham. Now let's switch gears. We're going to our Coca-Cola of Florida and Body Armor conversation with our good friend Jim Hart. He's going to get we're gonna have a conversation with Randy Eirich. He is the head girls soccer coach at Palm Harbor. And what's going on, Jim? How are you, my man?
Doing great, Mike. How's it going this week?
Going superb. We're up here. You're going to have to come down and see our 19th hole clubhouse studios. Now we've got two golf simulators that looks like a clubhouse, and we're having a lot of fun. We'll have a lot of shows up here. We'll get the kids up here. But and I like all the things that you were working on this week to expand our relationship. And of course, we're blessed to have a relationship with the Rowdies, who essentially are red hot. Despite a couple of ties, they haven't lost since May 1st.
But Neil just kind of keeps finding ways to reinvent the team. One of their top players just got recalled back to New England, who he was on loan from the MLS. But I know Neil will find a way to plug that gap on left wing and keep it going. It's exciting to watch.
It is exciting to watch, and I do want to promote and touch upon what we're doing with Body Armor and the Rowdies. What we're doing is highlighting the world that you are so instrumental in, and that is high school soccer, and spreading it, and the relationship with the professional team in the area, and the Tampa Bay Rowdies and Body Armor partner together, where we're giving these high school teams tickets to games, and I love it. We've talked to the coaches, the players love it, and without further delay, he's Palm Harbor High School head girls soccer coach, and it's Randy Eirich. Is that correct? Did I butcher it, Jim?
No, you got it right on. One of the best ones in the area right now, Mike.
Randy, welcome to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Well, if Jim Hart has your back, you're a heck of a man, and you have the resume to prove it. 2019 state champions. You were the first year of the Champions League, and last year an incredible record at 19-1. Bravo from what you've done up there north of downtown St. Pete, where we sit. And we look forward to getting you down here some Saturday with some of the girls and have a little fun and focus on this. The success and the positivity that you're bringing out of Palm Harbor.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate the opportunity. And like I said, I'm very fortunate at Palm Harbor University that the soccer program had a mystique and a history. And I was just able to continue it with some talented girls. And I got a great administration. And And to be honest, I had a good role model in Coach Hart. As the dynasty he built at CCC, he gave me the opportunity to be an assistant coach with him for his final three years there. And, you know, I'm just trying to kind of follow in his type of footsteps. So it's been a good ride.
Well, you know, Jim, you're like the godfather, as I say, of high school soccer, and your coaching tentacles reach far beyond some of the Hall of Famers that they tout all the time that have, you know, their disciples. You have a lot of coaches out there, and Randy now being another one that I'm discovering.
Well, I was lucky enough to come along at the time in soccer when it was a little more at the beginning, and I was able to to meet up with people like Randy. Randy was Randy's one of those players when he was at Countryside High School, and he always likes to remind me that Countryside never lost to CCC when he was playing for them. He was one of those.
Randy, stick up for yourself.
He was one of those players, Mike. We all know these types of players in sports where the opponent hates them, but the guys on their team love them. You want that guy to be on your team because he is so effective, and he just gets under the skin of the opposing team and gets them off their game. That's Randy.
A Dennis Rodman in basketball or Damon Green in basketball, they just irritate the hell out of you. And Randy, you're one of those cats, huh?
Well, I'll take that as a compliment, as Rodman was always a figure of mine who I liked with the crazy hair and all that stuff. So, it was always fun. We had some battles at the Countryside High School and CCC. CCC, Coach Hart had him at number one ranked in the country. And yes, I will never let him forget that my 4 years at Countryside, they never got a victory on us.
Yeah. Randy used to talk about the hair, Mike. Randy showed up at one point with a mohawk, a finely tuned mohawk, just to add to the mystique and get people. But to take nothing away from that element, Randy was one of the best players that Tampa Bay has ever produced. And he played on a club team that went very far in the Dallas Cup and the national tournament. And his coaching career is—he's proving to be one of the best coaches that Tampa Bay has produced as well, especially with what he's done at Palm Harbor.
Well, Randy, I got to ask you: have you taken that wild man? And I'm sorry that I called you wild man, but it sounds like you were. And bravo! Have you taken that wild man mentality, toned it down a little bit, and do you allow your girls to have a little bit of freedom of expression? I'm guessing 100% you do.
Absolutely, I think it's very important for the team to have character and the team to especially respect the game. I mean, one thing. Yes, I may have, been that player that, looked a little different or what have you, but I always respected the game. I always respected my coaches that I was going against, and I think that's important. Respecting the game is something that, I have pride in myself when it comes to teaching, whether it's 4 or 5 year olds or, the high school team, boys or girls. I think all the way through that sportsmanship and being respectful to refs, being respectful to the other team and everything, is just as important as wins and losses, and that's just something that I have a lot of pride in, and that was instilled in me by my former coaches, Coach Hart included.
Well, you've taken that, how do the parents embrace this? Some parents think that everybody needs to conform and all have the same look when they're on a team. I'll operate the same, but in today's generation, the creativity and even in the women's U.S. Olympic team, you take a look at those ladies, the statements that they made in their attire and their hair, and that's the generation we're in. And a young man like you was at the forefront of it, and the parents are going to have to make that adjustment, and I'm sure they probably do because of your incredible success.
Yes, I think I agree with what you're saying. It's important. Winning helps. Let's face it. If we had a bunch of crazy people out there and we're losing, that starts ruffling feathers. But besides the wins and losses, I think having good character and being respectful. I can't tell you enough how the pride I have when a bus driver after a long bus ride, like, wow, this is one of the most respectful teams I've had on my bus. It's the cleanest bus we've had, when the team's left. stuff like that goes a long way. And when you're, you know, building tradition, and that stuff was there before I got there at PHU. But like I said, learning from Countryside High School, my years coaching there and playing, and then, you know, being part of CCC when they were our bitter enemies as a player, but then being on the coaching staff, these are the type of things that make high school special. Those long bus rides and the bus ride back after a win. I mean, I still remember in 1991 when we won the state championship down in Fort Lauderdale, that bus ride back to Countryside High School was one of the best memories I've ever had, cheering and hooting and hollering, and the same type of deal when the girls won a few years ago for PHU. Them just singing and posting everything on Snapchat, and we are the champions. I mean, those are the type of things that, you know, coaches don't get paid all that much in the world, but those are the things that really pay in fulfillment.
Lifelong memories, and of course you you have many, Jim. And here's another tree that you can get on and feel proud about, that you had him under your wing, and he's doing great things with young people.
Definitely, and two things. Number one, we talk about the flamboyant nature of Randy, but the truth is that has nothing to do with who he really is as a person and as a coach. And if he wasn't for real, the years he's talking about are in the 90s, Mike. He wouldn't last here into 2023. He would have been found out by now. So there has to be some depth underneath it. But the second thing is, I find myself having learned from studying Randy and studying the way he motivates his teams and prepares his teams. You know, one of the things I think you can always tell about a good coach is the types of things they shout from the sidelines, little catchphrases that obviously the players know what he's talking about, which means that this is coming straight off the training ground, what he's saying. And he's just putting reminders in there, and the players know what to do. Those, to me, are the signs of a good coach, and Randy's all about that. He's an interesting guy to watch from the sidelines.
It sounds like it, and again, this is not a derogatory comment. It's always entertaining to watch a wild man successful as a coach and on the sidelines, because the fans get behind you. Obviously the girls are behind you 1,000%, and it's genuine. It's who you are, and you're not ashamed to display that on the sidelines. Bravo for you, Randy. You know, too many people are buttoned down for fear of being humiliated, and you certainly don't appear to be that kind of cat.
Well, I appreciate that, but you know, at the end of the day, as a coach, it's never about me. It's about the players on the field. And, I never want my, passion on the sidelines to ever, interfere with, being disrespectful or what have you. It's always about respect. And my passion helps, I believe, the players. They know that I will fight for them tooth and nail, and that helps them, want to fight for me. And I think that's why we are have the success at Palm Harbor. It's real. You know, they know that, I'll run through a brick wall for them. And, I would hope they would do the same for me. And it shows with the wins and losses, with them battling to the very end. Any team that knows that, they got PHU Lady Canes on their schedule know that they're going to be in for a battle. And that's just a testament to the girls and their hard work and their dedication and all that stuff. So I'm just very fortunate to be part of it.
Let me ask you this real quick. We are blessed with our conversations are all supported by the Tampa Bay Rowdies and Body Armor. Do the girls like going to Rowdies games? We're going to give you some tickets. I want to make sure that you guys want to go down and have some fun. I love that relationship. And we're hearing that the high school kids actually do love going to the Rowdies games.
Absolutely. It's a great environment that they have. Their PA announcing. PA announcer Ryan, I actually did Sudol. I actually did some radio work with him back in the day. He's first class, the PA announcer for the Rowdies. And it's just, like I said, it's a good time being part of, the mob and all that good stuff. So, yeah, we'd always appreciate those type of tickets. And anytime we can be part of the Rowdy soccer family, that's just another check mark of being successful.
Randy comes from your background. He was at radio, sports radio 1010 back in the day for a while.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, tell you what, brush off the microphone and I'll bring you into my world.
Absolutely. No, it's always been a dream of mine, but I had a young child or my son, when he was, what, 5 or 6 years old, I had him sleeping out when we're doing overnights on radio, and that just kind of put a damper on my my radio career. But it's always something that I admire you guys, and I appreciate anytime there's positive talk, especially with the soccer world and the soccer community. And, you know, I love this place. This is, you know, my 48th year being a Floridian, and the soccer, just seeing it change and having people like Coach Hart kind of supporting the high school soccer is something that I'm, you know, want to help, you know, push it over the goal line as well with, you know, this tournament of the Champions League, you know, the PA2 girls being part of that last year, being the first champion. We'll always be that team that can say we won the first ever girls Champions League here in Pasco, Pinellas, and Hillsborough County. I still have the trophy in my living room, Coach. I haven't given it up yet. I think I'll have to pick it up later. My wife looked at me the other day and was like, are you ever going to get rid of this trophy? I'm like, no, I'm just going to keep soaking it in for a little bit longer. So,
well deserved. Well, gentlemen, I've enjoyed this conversation. I look forward to meeting you in person, Randy, and we'll get the tickets to Coach Hart. I'm sure you guys still call him Coach. We'll get them to him, and he and the Rowdies will forward them to you, and maybe I'll get to the game that you guys go to, and we can meet or stop by Ferg's on the way down.
Oh, absolutely. We'll stop there before and after.
And right, Mike, Randy should be at the next draw when you guys cover it, and hopefully he'll be at the Final Four when you guys cover that as well.
That will be at both of those events. We're looking forward to developing a relationship with the great guys, the leaders in high school soccer, and when we're talking to two of them. Have a great weekend, gentlemen, and I'll talk to you soon, Jim.
All the best, Mike. Thank you,
all right,
Mike.
Let's take a break here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We'll be back with and talk to Dan LaForce on our Coca-Cola Body Armor Prep Connection conversation. We'll be right back live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. Only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, raised bucks and lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We are live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, and we are across from Tropicana Field. We're at 410 today. It's Rays and Royals there, Ben Botham, and we're looking forward to that game last night. Superb rebound game, if you will.
Yeah.
And
one we definitely needed.
And we got some good news. You know, Sugar Shane McClanahan, he had to lead the game in the fourth inning.
Yeah, with back tightness.
Game one of this
was down. I was a little bit concerned, Mike. I mean, you know how our Rays are. This was our problem all last season, not being able to keep guys healthy enough to make it through the year. And at least he seems to be in good spirits. He says he's healthy. He's going to be able to play. So that's the most important thing. I just have my fingers crossed. Hopefully we got a nice ice bath for him after every game.
Well, yeah, that was very concerning. And then of course, the fact that Wander wasn't playing. There were a lot of elements that night into that loss.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very, very happy that they pulled him. I know it looks really bad at a professional level, but he is a young guy. And you have to look at what happened. In the 8-6 loss against the Orioles, he hit a high pop-up with two outs and landed inside left field line for an RBI hit, but he only reached first on that, Mike. If he's running that out, he should make it to second at least. And a guy his speed, he might have even been able to stretch it to a triple.
For a $210 million athlete, there's no excuse for that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's great that they're actually doing some disciplinary kind of work on him, because as a professional
player, they're doing him help.
Yeah,
they're doing him a favor.
It's going to add to his longevity. It's going to add to his, you know, his mental composure out there on the field and in the dugout, and how he interacts with his teammates, because he even got into an argument with Randy Arozarena about balls and strikes. And that's not a way that you succeed and a way that you win games as a professional baseball team. So good on Kevin Cash. You know, I'm usually a naysayer on him. I'm usually not the biggest Cash guy.
You're not?
Well, I am.
We are so fortunate to have him.
No, I agree. I'll give you this. Regular season Kevin Cash, think he's the greatest. Postseason Kevin Cash.
It's not all on Kevin Cash.
No, I agree.
It's the suits upstairs when they're making those decisions. Yes. From an analytical perspective, their success ratio is a lot higher than their lack of.
During the regular season. Not
I understand. Postseason. But
that's what I'm
saying.
But
they continue that same. There's two schools of thought.
Yes.
They continue to go with what has been successful. You don't change in the middle of decision making. So I understand it. I didn't like the Snell decision. Nobody did.
I got to say, you have to be able to break from that, what you were doing during the regular season, because you're no longer facing, you know, teams in a 3-4 game series. You're facing these teams where they're willing to push their starters on 3 days rest. They're willing to bring guys back and throw their most expensive arms, put in their biggest batters, because they know that this is win or go home.
I agree. I think they learned their lesson. They've learned their lessons about a lot of things this year. Their marketing, their ticket prices, everything they're doing over there at the Rays this season is very it's easy to embrace them now. You know, they're going to be 20,000 strong tonight, and they're over there at 410 first pitch.
Yeah.
And you've got the Royals in town.
Yeah, at the game I went to, Mike, for the free tickets for first responders and teachers, it was nearly 20,000 people in that stadium. It was hard to find a place to park. It was amazing seeing that.
I love it. Bravo.
It was amazing seeing that many people in there. Everybody had a drink in their hand, had all the specialty drinks with popcorn around the rim, and kids eating hot dogs, and people drinking waters, and
America's greatest stadium, according to you.
You're darn right, Mike. You know, it's the old gray lady. She's doing great. She's pulling out strong, and she's keeping it cool in 72 on a fine summer day.
Well, here's a guy that's cool, and he's not 72, but he's cool, and he supports high school sports. He has for quite some time. Dan LaForest, NIL advisor, high school multimedia producer, you name it, he's done it. Fortunate as we expand our world with Body Armor and Coca-Cola to cover all of Pinellas County, Hillsborough, and Pasco. And Dan and I will be collaborating, and he's taking a little time out. How you feeling, my man? Number one, most important.
Man,
how you feeling?
Hey, you know, I'm trying to recover in the air conditioner versus in that 115-degree heat index. But, man, you make me sound really good, Mike.
Well, that's because you are in the world of high school, and I applaud you for that. And I want to make certain that we're surrounding ourselves with the right people, and you certainly are. I've known that from our first phone conversation. And the future's so bright, we got to wear shades. But today, you take care of yourself. But let's share a little information to the audience out there, because there's so much confusion right now in the world of collegiate as well as high school from this name, image, and likeness, the availability of dollars, the rich getting richer, the poor are getting poorer. I've had guys from the NCAA come on and break it down for me. I've had former D1 coaches that have created these coalitions to assemble supporters for the funding. But at the high school level, it's the wild, wild west. And the parents don't know which way is up. The coaches don't. And you're going to get your arms around that because of your professional background, of course, and then the investment counseling and making the right choices in life. So you got the perfect resume to dive in and assist these people, these youngsters and their support team to figure all this out. So bravo. And let's talk a little bit about what your strategy is.
Yeah, well, honestly, you know, as you said, I've been in the high school space for over a decade now, and worked with various people, including Josh Wilson with FloridaHighSchoolFootball.com, and you know, I'm great friends with Dwight Thomas with Catapult Sports, Larry Bluestein. You know, his name is unparalleled across the state. But you know, I've been a wealth advisor for over 15 years, and you know, first time in all this time, I get to actually marry my profession with my passion, which is supporting the great game of football and helping these young people not only get recruited, but also now with the NIL, there's so much confusion and it's going to continue. NIL is now becoming a big part of the recruiting process at the high school level. It's not legal yet in the state of Florida, even though it is at the high school level, even though it is in 30 states around the United States. So Florida's still dragging a little bit, and honestly, I don't blame them because there is so much confusion. But, you know, NIL is not going away. The game of college football has changed forever, and there's still a lot to be determined, and I don't think there's anybody that's really an expert per se, but, you know, I've been fortunate to team up with a sports entertainment attorney, and we're trying to get our arms around it.
Well, there's a lot to get your arms around. Now, let me ask you this. Okay, so we know how the recruiting game has been under the table conversations for decades, as long as I've been on the planet, actually. And now their goal is to above board recruit kids that can share the wealth, if you will. I believe the NCAA dropped the ball on this entire thing, or we wouldn't be at this stage. But what are the limitations? What can parents expect? Let's say if they're being recruited by Oklahoma and the University of Florida. You know, what's the game here? Who has the biggest checkbook? Is it that simple?
You know, in some instances, that's actually what is happening. Even though the NCAA is very clear that it cannot be enticing to a commitment, you know, rules are out there as boundaries, and until they learn how to enforce it, I'm not sure how that's going to play out. But I think the biggest thing that a lot of parents have to understand is, let's go back to the basics. Where is the best place for your child to get an opportunity to extend their career and get an education? And I think that has to be the sole reason of what school they decide on. And then if there is a NIL opportunity through their collective, then you know what? It's icing on the cake, to be honest with you.
Well, but the reality of what I have followed is that, you know, the Alabamas, the Georgias, and, you know, the big boys, they have a bigger war chest than, let's say, you know, I'm from Iowa, the University of Iowa. And that has changed the collegiate game, as you said, forever now. It's basically professional sports. It's a triple A to the NFL.
No, we're not far off from that. We're not seeing NFL type monies by any means, but you know, you've got some kids that are reported getting over $1 million that have been promised to them through the collective. But you know, the reality is, I looked at the numbers, and you know, on average last year, the average payout to a college athlete was $3,500 a year.
$3,500
was last year. But the thing is last year it was the entire NIL numbers were reported at $1.8 billion across all sports. This year it's expected to be around $2 billion, and in 2 years it should be close to $5 billion industry.
All right. So $3,500 per student is what you're saying the average is. But that's not the reality of it. And this is where I have a problem. Okay, so Ben Botham sitting across from me. Ben, say hello to Dan.
Hey, Dan, this is Ben. Hey, Ben. I'll tell you just how much I was making as a college athlete when I played Division I baseball. We would get a check twice a year from the conference. It was $250.
Where'd you spend it all?
You were not allowed to spend it on any sport equipment. You had to spend it on either books or personal goods, and you had to turn in your receipts. And if you didn't turn in your receipts, you owed the conference some money. And so I had $250 to buy myself a new pair of shoes or, you know, get a couple shirts or something. Or
10 cases of beer.
Well, you couldn't turn in receipts for that, Mike. But there were workarounds. People would, you know, buy something, then return it and turn in the other receipts. I mean, there was some of that going around, but we didn't make anything. We were living on scraps.
Well, and that's just the way it was. But here's the issue. Okay, so let's say Dan's the quarterback, and he's the man. And let's just say at USF. He's getting 100 G's, and I'm a backup wide receiver. I'm busting my tail. I'm at every practice. I'm doing the exact same things as this guy, but I'm not bringing the same results. That's got to create, Dan LaForce, some animosity in the locker rooms. I don't care what people say. It's got to be a bit of a challenge as a coach from that perspective as well.
Well, I don't disagree. I mean, more importantly, if I'm that quarterback getting 100,000, my offensive line have to be taken care of, don't they?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, it used to be back in the day, and, you know, you guys were hitting on it, is the fact that, you know, when I played, and it's been over 30 years since I played collegiate ball, I remember, you know, when I was at East Tennessee State and they had an 11th game, and that was the biggest debate was, you know, are we going to be paid for this? You know, they're adding another game to our schedule. And, you know, going back to the fact that the NCAA's dropped the ball, I absolutely agree with you. I think that they could have come up with a very simple profit-sharing opportunity with collegiate athletes that would have given them the ability to gain some money because there's so much money in the NCAA. But, you know, we both know that, you know, it's primarily driven by football and basketball, and that's where we're seeing a lot of the big numbers.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. Hey, I gotta back up here. You know, I haven't met you yet in person, but you're East Tennessee State grad?
Yeah, Johnson City.
Okay, well, I'm Western Kentucky in the old Ohio Valley Conference days, brother. I ran track there, and I've been at East Tennessee State numerous times. What a small world.
Yeah, we had the mini dome there. Absolutely. Absolutely. They got a new stadium now, but the mini dome is now their indoor practice facility. And it's looking really good up there in Johnson City for the Buccaneers.
Yeah. I ran, I actually ran the conference indoors several times over there in that indoor facility, and nice campus. Great college.
It was wonderful leaving Florida to go up into East Tennessee and spend 5 years of my life up there. And, but now, you know, again, you know, all these opportunities have, you know, really blessed me to stay involved in the game. And I have a very high passion for the high school game, the college game, and, you know, anything that I can do to help parents and student athletes to understand the process and to make smart decisions. And that's what we're out to do. And Ronnie Bittman with Bittman Law is, you know, my partner in this. And that's our goal. You know, we just want to be available to some of the top student athletes in the state, that they're getting the right education and they're making the best decisions. Because again, you're talking about a kid getting 100,000 or even more. You know, again, some of these college football players, because there's two ways you can get money. One is through the collective. So you're right, a Georgia, an Alabama, a Texas A&M, a Texas are going to be probably the largest pools of money they're going to be dispersed. But you know, the second part of that is direct investments, you know, direct marketing endorsements. If Nike comes in and wants, you know, Bryce Young to be a representative, then he better have a good attorney to be able to look over the contract. And hopefully they all have financial advisors in place to help them understand, you know, how to spend the money, how to pay taxes. There's so many things that, you know, we've sat here and watched 22 and 23 year olds going to the NFL and make horrendous decisions. Now we're putting a lot of that burden on 18-year-olds.
Well, you know, Kirk Herbstreit, which I respect his opinion and everything, he said with his NAIL, he said, unfortunately, this is the wild, wild west. They don't know how to get their arms around it. And it's going to take a lot of change, if they can change it, to basically get their arms around it. But guys like you might be helping this process. Do the college coaches want to embrace an NIL advisor to these kids, or they just assume you guys didn't exist?
Well, I'll be honest with you. You know, the rule states that you cannot hire an agent, which that is not our intention. But you can seek legal and financial counsel. And that's basically all we're trying to do, is we're trying to be available. You know, again, Ronnie and I both have a passion for high school sports and for college athletics. And, we feel like we're in a position where we can help some of these families make better, you know, the best decision they can for their young people.
Well, we're looking forward to, expanding our alliance with you. By the way, we're up at our 19th hole clubhouse studios, and I think that's the Parrot Gang. They're just having a toast, if you heard a little celebration in the background.
Yeah, Mike, where's your shot?
Never a dull moment at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Dan. You'll have to get over here sometime so I can buy a beverage and a bite. But we're looking forward to having the Pinellas County Media Day for football here in late July, and I will be using your talents and your knowledge on getting that accomplished for all these coaches and teams over here.
Oh, no doubt. And it's such great football in Pinellas County and, you know, some outstanding teams. You know, there's going to be some excitement in some of those programs this season. And, you know, we're going to be doing everything we can to help promote those games and those programs and those young people as they excel.
I got to ask you this. I mean, you know, you look at the state championships the last several years as I've dove into it, and man, that Dade County just got a stranglehold as far as an overall every class. It's amazing the football coming out of there.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, Dade County has Dade and Broward both. If you're talking about Miami Central, who won their state championship last year, and also knocked off IMG's national team last year. That was a big win, and I think that was huge.
Huge win. But, you know, huge statement win.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Juve Joseph was extremely confident going into that game, and they walked out with that victory. And he's got a heck of a program down there. He's going into, I believe, his third year taking over, you know, the Central Rockets. And, you know, you're always going to have the regular names. You know, St. Thomas Aquinas has won, I think it was 7 out of the last 8 years of state championships that, you know, now it's reclassified. It's not 1 through 8. You've got 1 through 4, Metro and Suburban, which was a lot of controversy last year. But honestly, I was at the state championship games, and every one of the games was a nail-biter. I thought it was very competitive, and that's something we really haven't seen the last few years.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what the coach's opinion was of that, and I've had varied being here in Pinellas County, where we haven't had any, you know, we had Jesuit with a state championship, their second in their storied history 2 years ago, but there was a lot of conversation, positive and negative, on that decision that was made. But you think for the most part it was the right direction to go in all sports?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know about all sports. I mean, all sports, it's a lot different from a competitive standpoint when you're talking about basketball versus football or soccer versus football. You know, baseball, you can be a lot more even-keeled from a standpoint of talent because there's more strategy involved. Football is dominant based on the bodies and the talent around it. You know, a quarterback can't throw 5 touchdowns unless his wide receivers are on point and his offensive lines give him protection. Or a running back can't run for 250 yards unless his offensive line is just absolutely clearing people out. So I've talked to a number of coaches around the state, and you're right, it is a mixed bag because at the end of the day, the competitive programs want to compete. And some of them felt like they're being held out from that opportunity to knock off those South Florida teams. But at the same time, you've got a lot of teams that would not have had an opportunity to have that experience. And, you know, it's my whole thing is this. anytime you do not make any changes, which there haven't been any changes in over a decade, things get stale. So right, wrong, or indifferent, I think it created a lot of great conversation, and it created some excitement for last season. And, you know, whatever the FHSA decides to do moving forward, and there could be some additional changes, I think it was worth the experiment to kind of see how it would look. And hopefully it gives them enough information to make some additional changes here in the future, and we'll see competitive football for years to come.
Well, Dan LaForest, I certainly appreciate you taking time. Get healthy and drink plenty of liquids. I'll be talking to you this week, and we'll talk more about how people can get involved with you, and we'll promote you over here in Pinellas County, Pasco, and Hillsborough, my man. Because I think your concept with your partner makes a lot of sense for the parents and the families out there that are just overwhelmed by all these changes.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys, I appreciate you having me on today, and what a great show.
All right, thank you very much. He's Dan LaForest, NIL advisor, high school multimedia producer, you name it, Ben Botham. He's the kind of guy that you need, and he's going to help us expand our ability to duplicate what he's done in Central Florida over there in the Orlando area.
Man, I wish I had him when I was playing and NILs were around. I would have had so many free meals from Kerry Hilliard's. I would have been there every single night. I would have been their biggest fan.
Listen. I know you didn't spend that $250 on shoes.
Hey, I bought a nice
about 10 kegs and two big bags.
No. I bought a nice little bag for like camping and stuff, Mike. Actually, I had to turn in that receipt. I was good on my money.
Well, I can tell you 100 years ago when I went to Western Kentucky, we used to get from Tiger Onitsuka, even Adidas. We were one of the top teams in the country in track and field and cross country at that time. And we used to get boxes of shoes and cool gear. Even a schlub like me, I just broke the freshman record in the 1,000, actually at East Middle Tennessee, and they put me on that list. So I was ecstatic. You know what I would do with them? I'd go in down in the dorm and sell them for cash. So because I had enough shoes.
Yeah.
These other guys were world class runners. I'm not traveling the world representing their shoe, but I sold them all the time and made jack.
Yeah, we kind of got the shaft a little bit, Mike. We never quite got all the big stuff that all the other teams were getting. We weren't like the basketball team getting the brand new Jordan gear.
Of course not.
We got the hand-me-down Russell stuff from 10 years ago.
What do you think track and field again?
Hey, no, Mike, we're in the same
change.
Boat. Me and you, Mike, we're living the same dream.
The only thing that to my advantage was we had Olympians from West Germany, Britain, Australia, New Zealand, and those guys were, you know, three of them were in the Olympics, good friends of mine.
And we had studs from Seminole High School.
Yeah, Ben Botham. Exactly. Home of one of the richest tradition baseball programs in the state, and that is a fact. All right, second hour, so who are we talking to?
Ian Kinsavage.
Live
and on air, broadcasting from Roswell, New Mexico, where he's a member of the Pecos League, or the Pecos. He actually even told me that, made sure I got it right. But he was the Savannah State Tiger and a St. Peter's Peacock, Mike.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, I know they made it deep into the Final Four, so.
All right, we're going to wind things down. And then we're going to have, of course, Jeff Mangold, former strength and conditioning coach for the New York Yankees. It's going to be a great second hour, so stay tuned. Second hour, right here in the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.